Welcome to Let's Talk Family Law, your source for how to navigate the financial and legal implications of divorce, custody, asset division, and adoption. This podcast series is created and produced by Weber Gallagher. Visit us at wglaw.com. This program should not be considered legal advice. Please consult our attorneys for your specific situation. And now, here are our hosts.
Hello, my name is Carolyn Miraboli, and I am the managing partner of the Family Law Group at Weber Gallagher. As tax season is quickly approaching, you should be thinking about preparing and filing your taxes to avoid any complications or last-minute problems. This year, taxes must be filed on or before April 15th, 2024. If your return is not ready on that date, you must request an extension. Additionally, you must also prepay any monies due, including interest and penalties. If you are still married through the last day of the year, you may file your taxes married filing joint. Of course, filing a joint income tax return will provide the most tax benefits and payment of the least amount of taxes. But if you were divorced in 2023, even if it was the last day of the year, you are no longer eligible to file a joint income tax return. Spouses who are separated may also want to consider filing head of household versus married filing separate. Head of household will also provide a lower income tax rate than filing separate, but there are specific requirements you must meet to be eligible for a head of household filing status. For instance, you must be separated. You must be able to claim a dependent. You must be living separate from your spouse at a different residence. You must have shared physical custody, and you must have paid for more than half the costs of maintaining a home for the dependent in which the year that you are going to file head of household. In determining the best form of filing taxes, spouses should also consider whether there are any issues which would be an impediment to filing a joint income tax return. Some concerns may be that a spouse is underreporting income or taking deductions which are not permissible. Another reason may be that a spouse is an owner of a business and is not providing all of the information relating to the business deductions. The spouse who is not involved in the business is therefore not able to independently verify either the business deductions and/or income being reported on the business tax return. For these reasons, you may not want to file a joint income tax return with your spouse. After you have decided how you will be filing, it is also important to determine who will receive the tax dependents and whether they will be alternated each year. There are specific rules in determining who may claim the dependency exemption, and the exemption benefit increases each year and permits a spouse to deduct money from their adjusted gross income. Each exemption decreases this taxable income, which can be a significant deduction, and spouses should work together in dividing the exemptions to maximize the available income which will be left after paying taxes. Gathering documents is also an important step in preparing your tax return. Parties may have one or more W-2s or 1099s which show taxable income. Spouses should also be gathering 1098s for mortgages and interest and dividends. If investments are through an online trading service, you will also need to go through those services to obtain the 1098s and other reporting documents. In determining how any refunds or payments owed will be apportioned, this is an important step in finalizing the return. The parties should discuss their tax liabilities and confirm neither party underwithheld their taxes on their pay stubs. Any refunds or monies due should be paid by each party in proportion to their income. This will in turn prevent one party from receiving a windfall from a refund and likewise the other party from overpaying taxes which might be due. Preparing documents, discussing issues in advance of filing are all important steps to maximize your tax deductions and filing your taxes timely. Seeking the advice of a tax professional well in advance of taxes being owed will also permit a timely filing. If you have any individual questions or would like to discuss your family law matter with me, I can be reached at C. Mirabile, M-I-R-A-B-I-L-E, at wglaw.com, or my direct line is 610-278-1524. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Family Law, presented by Weber Gallagher. We hope you join us next time to learn more about how to navigate the financial and legal implications of divorce, custody, asset division, and adoption. Until then, please visit us at wglaw.com.